Welcome to this week's podcast. I am back from my holiday with 100 Year Sixes, and I've got to say it was the most fantastic of trips. My shorts stayed on for the entire time we were down there, and I must say the children had the best time ever. If you're a parent of a child in year five and you're umming and ahhing about whether to send your children to PGL, think no harder or longer. It was brilliant. They tested their abilities to the max, their strength and determination and courage. It was brilliant. And I can't wait to do it all again this time next year. Now, I know some people have already started putting up their Christmas decorations, and I won't lie, I'm a little shocked, but if you want to put your decks up, I can't have them up too early in my house, otherwise my enthusiasm for the festivities wane come Christmas. But we've got loads going on this Christmas at Shears Green, and I'm just going to run through some of the dates. I'll send this flyer out and there'll be more details with times as they come. But on the 2nd of December onwards, we're going to have a post box in school where the children can post their letters and then they get delivered by our year sixes. Now, I don't know about you, I used to love that when I was a kid at primary school. Nothing better was there than sitting in the classroom and having those Christmas cards delivered to you. You didn't know who they were going to be from. Oh, it's magical. So we're going to have that going on. Year six go off and do their Why Christmas event on the 10th of December, and every single year the year sixes get to do that. So if your child's in year three, don't worry, by the time we get to year six, they'll also get to do it. Now, Christmas dinner day and jumper day for year three and four is the 11th of December, and Christmas dinner day for year five and six with their jumper day is the 13th of December. We've got our Breakfast with Santa and Christmas fair on the 14th of December. We've got Secret Santa shop from the PTFA on the 16th of December, and then it's for Christmas concerts. All Christmas concerts are in the afternoon. So year three is on Monday the 16th of December, year four Monday the 17th, year six Monday the Wednesday the 18th, and year five Thursday the 19th. I'll say that again. Year three Monday the 16th, year four Tuesday the 17th, year six Wednesday the 18th, and year five Thursday the 19th of December. The Christmas concerts are in the afternoon, and we will have firm times for you in the next couple of weeks. Our last day of term is the 20th of December. We're going to have class parties in the morning, then we're going to have open classroom at 2 o'clock, and there's a good reason for this, because the infants are doing it at 2:30, and I thought, what would be really nice, wouldn't it, come see us at 2, have a look at the books, have a look at what's been going on, say Merry Christmas, go across to the infants for 2:30, and then you can chip off early for Christmas. So that's the last day. Open classroom is going to be at 2 o'clock. We've also got carol singing going on, and we're going to be singing at the supermarket and bits and bobs like that, but that is still to come. And there is, I've heard word of a staff pantomime. Now, parents, I'd love for you to all come. I mean, of course, I'd love for you to come. Wouldn't be enough space. But for the children, kids, you're going to absolutely love it. But obviously, in the lead up to the Christmas fair on the 14th of December, we're going to ask for a couple of donation days. So the 22nd of November is a mystery gift or bottle in return for coming to school with that crazy hair. We love the crazy hair day. If only I could take part. And on the 6th of December, we've got another donation day. That's either festive food or chocolate, and that is a dare to be different day. We've done that before. People have come dressed as me. I love that. Eh? Come dressed as me. And I think Del Boy, one year, actually came dressed as me. He had one of his bald wigs on. I'm not quite sure what to think about that. We marked Remembrance Day today with a 2 minutes silence. And it is also Anti-Bullying Week. You've got all of that information that came out to you about the T-shirt designing in class, as well as this Odd Socks Day tomorrow. Don't go out and buy anything different, but just wear some odd socks. Kids can just come in wearing odd socks tomorrow. That is Tuesday the 12th of November, and the children will be doing lots of work around bullying and what bullying is in class across the next week. And this Friday, it all comes along at once, doesn't it, like a bus. It's Children in Need. It's Wear Something Spotty, and any pennies you have will be obviously donated to that very worthy charity of Children in need. I've got to give a reminder for the vaccinations. The immunisation service is coming to school very soon to carry out the flu immunisation programme for any pupils in our school. You've got to consent or decline in order to, for your child to have the immunisation. It is completely your choice, but it is delivered by the NHS within school. And obviously, hopefully, just keeps those nasty or nastier bugs away. We've got our open events coming up, our first one being this Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. We've got more coming up, and you can see all of those dates on those flyers we sent out and on the banners around the school. Applications to apply for year three places is coming, and it opens Tuesday the 5th of November. So it's actually opened last week and closes at midnight on Wednesday the 15th of Jan. So if you've got a little one at the infants in year two and they're going to be coming up to us, you need to apply. You don't automatically go up, and that can be done sent via the link that I have sent to you along with the pod. As I said to you before, we are going to be changing both start and finish time. So just to reiterate what I said last week's pod, school's going to start for everybody at 8:30 and collection will be at 3:10 p.m. And what we're going to do is we're going to create some videos to show you exactly where the collection points are to make, I think it's going to make everybody's life easier. I get what people are saying about the parking, but what I would say is the parking is the parking. What I would say, I was a little shocked last week. There are people parking over the ambulance car park parking. That really isn't okay. I'm sorry. I know we're busy and we're rushing around, but it isn't okay to block in any of the parking for the paramedics at the ambulance station. So please just, you know, even if it means you arrive in a couple of minutes late, park further away. It's the only way we can make it safe is by taking things into our own hands. We're going to finish off cutting the hedge back, but as I said to you last week, we are going to be able to open up the school site a lot more. So instead of you having to walk all the way around the perimeter of the school site, you'll be able to cut down through the middle too. And this will start from the very first day of term in January, which is the 7th. So we come back on Tuesday the 7th of Jan, just to give everybody enough time to sort of sort out their that 10 minute window of their day, because I know people will have various things to go and do, calls to have and etc. So I want to give you as much notice as possible. Well, with the weather getting colder, it's nice today, but it's freezing. Please make sure children have coats in schools. Wellies would be amazing. That way they can just get on the field and run around any time of year. And yeah, have a lovely week, and I will catch you back this time next week on the pod. See you soon.